You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about
foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Oklahoma's Supreme Court says the Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol must be removed because it indirectly benefits the Jewish and Christian faiths in violation of the Constitution of the Sooner State. USA's John Clemens explains.
The court declared that the Oklahoma Constitution bans using public property to benefit a religion. And according to the court, the Ten Commandments are obviously religious in nature. I spoke to Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, who says his office filed an immediate 20-day stay of the court's order.
There's no efforts being taken now to remove the monument to the Capitol grounds, and that will stay that way until there's a disposition of our petition for rehearing.
Attorney General Scott Pruitt argued that the monument is nearly identical to a Texas monument that was found constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm John Clemens.
Reports are coming in that ISIS has executed one of its own top officials in Iraq after rumors circulated that he was planning a coup. Local reports say the top ISIS commander in Mosul is believed to have been killed sometime last week. This is USA Headline News.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
What's going on today? And welcome again to Modern Design, Design Dilemmas. Okay, again, there's a couple of ways to reach me. The first way to reach me is by phone. Our phone lines are open. It's now 205-908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Phone lines are open. And I'm going to read my first question that I had got through Twitter, actually. And the first question comes from Sally G. of Sayreville, New Jersey. And she says, I need new curtains. I currently have white shears on the window and find that they seem very dated. What is the style now? What would you suggest I replace shears with? Well, she doesn't have any pictures, so I don't know whether she has long windows or short windows, but I would say this, yeah, it's time to get rid of the shears. Shears are a really dated look. They attract dust. They're usually some sort of a poly blend. They don't photograph well. I'm not a big fan of shears on windows. Kind of seems like old-fashioned. I'm a big fan of, in casual spaces, of doing blinds. You can go to any of your, and the lower end price-wise of the spectrum, you can go to any big box store and buy those nice white 2-inch faux wood blinds and do an inside mount. That is, mount the hardware inside the window. And they look pretty nice. You know, even any home I go into, if they have those old 1980s mini blinds, the plastic blinds, I get rid of those and do a more substantial faux wood blind in white. I like. The only exception is if the room is paneled with real wood paneling, then sometimes I match the color of the paneling. But most of the time I do white because two things. One is when you're doing window treatments, you also have to consider the outside of the house, and that louvered look of a blind looks very attractive from the outside, and it's very functional because it lets you filter the light that you let in. So that's good for an under treatment. For a top treatment, there's a lot of different options. Styles have changed significantly. A number of years ago, cornices, valances, and drapes were a little ornamented with lots of trims and tassels and all that stuff, and there's a big change, even in traditional, to be a little bit more clean lines. I do a lot of Roman shades, simple fabric that's stacked on each other, very simple straight valances, cornices with some maybe some nail heads in them, might be nice to do for a window treatment. And then, of course, panels. Panels are still in, drapery panels, 50-inch length width drapery panels, one on each side of the window with some nice hardware. So that's sort of a modern interpretation of what you can do as far as updating your window treatments. You certainly can do custom, but there are so many good resources now. Country Curtains, I know there's one in Chester, New Jersey. There's several around the state. Really put a high-quality product out there. It's an off-the-rack product, but they're usually lined and interlined and high quality, so that's a good place to go. On a budget, there's a Marburn Curtain Warehouse. That's another resource. You have to pick and choose there. Not everything is terrific, but they do have some nice things as well. I've gotten some great deals there. Home Goods, in the Home Goods stores now, they're starting to carry a much more of a selection of off-the-rack draperies. And initially, there wasn't much, but I noticed their selections for both hardware and drapes themselves have gotten much more significant. Even the big box stores like Lowe's, I did see some in Home Depot. I wasn't impressed with them, but Lowe's carries Waverly. I think they bought the lot of what was left at Waverly Home Fashions. So they have the Waverly line. They have their own line and a couple of different lines out there, and a good selection of off-the-rack panel drapes, not only in 84-inch, but even the larger sizes, and also pretty good prices on hardware. So I hope, Sally, I've given you a good base to start with your window treatments. Yeah, get those shears off the window and save them for Halloween for your kids to go out with. Okay, my next email came to me this week also. This is from Barbara C. in Highland Park, New Jersey. And she writes, "I hate my dark cabinets. How would it look if I paint them? But one thing, I also don't like white cabinets either. Can you make a suggestion?" I really like this question because this brings up something that I don't see much anymore. And it was in style for a little bit of time, and then it sort of faded away. I love white cabinets, actually. Right now, personally, I have a buttercream cabinet in my house. It's very nice, and it works with everything I have. But if I was starting fresh, I might want to try something different next time. I do like white cabinets. That being said, I'd always pair them with something different at the island. I've done cabinets in colors that weren't white, but a painted cabinet. And if you're dealing with something like an oak or something that's greening, of course you have to do blocking first and a lot of sanding. But you can have the most impact if you're working with a cabinet such as that. Some of the colors that I like other than white for painting cabinets, one is any pale sage color. Sage green is great for cabinets, a gray green. Gray is probably one of my favorite colors for cabinets. A gray painted cabinet really is also traditional. I think gray will, believe it or not, as a cabinet, could stand the test of time. If you have more of a country kitchen, some of the brick reds are really nice for cabinets. If you have a smaller kitchen, brick red is nice. I did a house about maybe 10, 11 years ago in Bedminster, and we did sort of a pale, like Wedgwood blue, like a blue-gray color for cabinets. We did white and blue, a combination is nice. Black is always a terrific color for a cabinet with really good hardware. Again, cream or off-white or tan are also very good colors for cabinets. There are a lot of options for cabinets. I've even done, believe it or not, pale yellow cabinets, and it really worked within the space. It depends on what your decor is, of course. But there are a lot of colors to paint cabinets other than white. Don't be afraid to explore. You know, take a door off the cabinets, from what you tell me here, have had their day and you're unhappy with them, and explore a little bit and find a color that works for you. Handles also help a lot. And then perhaps you paint, you know, just a portion of your cabinets or just the lower cabinets a dark color, and then do maybe the white on top. So those are some options for you as well, Barbara. Okay, my next question comes to me from Sandra R., and she's in Hazlitt, New Jersey. And Sandra writes, I want to put up a backsplash, but there is already a lip or splash of 4 inches where my granite was installed. Where should I start my backsplash? Really good question. This comes up a lot every time I do a kitchen, particularly when someone buys a resale and someone else has put granite in. In years past, a lot of times, when someone would put granite in, the granite wouldn't just die into the backsplash or the back sheetrock. They would put a lip up so you didn't get water onto the sheetrock, about 4 inches or so, that would sit on top of the granite. Not very attractive. And in the beginning, I watched people make the big mistake of keeping that piece, which is a separate mitered piece, and then starting the backsplash from that. Always wrong, always looks terrible. Even though it is a piece of granite, I would remove the piece of granite, the separate mitered piece of granite, that 4 inches, take that off, and then start your backsplash from the bottom of the granite to the top of the bottom of your cabinets. So you run it straight and you get rid of that splash that you have. Okay, we're almost at quarter after the hour. We're going to take some commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. will work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And we are back with Modern Design, Two Design Dilemmas. This show is was created maybe a few weeks ago now, and it was designed to be a little bit more interactive. Our show is web-based. All our shows here are web-based, but we decided to try something a little bit different and make it more interactive. I am seeing your presence, a lot of you on social media. You're commenting, you're sending me texts, you're sending me emails, but we wanted to see also if we could bring those out, both by reading what I get from social media on the air and also having a phone line available to you. So it's currently a little bit after, a quarter after the hour, where it will be on the air live till 2:58. And if you want to reach me in studio and ask me anything about design, the phone number here is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. If you'd like to send me a text with your pictures of your design questions, I will read them on the air here as I do each week. For texting, it's 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to shoot me an email, I have that up here as well. My email is CajunMaven, CajunMavin at AOL.com. Okay, let's take a look at what the weather's like before we go to our next set of questions. And it says that this afternoon, as I could see when I was coming in, that we're going to have scattered thunderstorms, at least a 30% chance of thunderstorms, with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms with a low of 63. On Thursday, there's a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 83. Thursday night, 20% chance of showers with a low of 60. And then come the weekend, looks like we're going to have a terrific day, particularly on Friday, partly sunny with a high of 77 degrees, and a good holiday weekend, a good Independence Day, which is kind of nice because a lot of times it seems that 4th of July happens to be a rain date. So it's kind of nice that it looks like we're supposed to have nice weather. Okay, our phone lines are open. If you'd like to contact me here in studio, it's area code 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. My next question is a text that I got today when the show first started, and this comes from a gentleman. His name is Robert T. From Newark, New Jersey. He doesn't say where in Newark he's from. And he's asking me, this is a very good question, can I use an outdoor fabric like sombrella fabric inside my home? My kids are 2 and 4 and are very hard on my furniture. I need to recover them, but don't want to make the investment with regular fabric. Very, very good question. And this is something that came up with a client yesterday. She's recovering her couch, and she does have young children. And she asked me if we could look at all indoor-outdoor fabrics. And that's something that I suggest to clients a lot that have very young children, particularly in their rooms. I've done it a lot in nurseries where the nursing chair needs to be done, in young children's bedrooms where we're covering pieces of furniture. Don't use regular fabric. Use indoor-outdoor fabrics. Indoor-outdoor fabrics, for the most part, can almost be hosed off. I mean, they're really durable. They're coated. You can get all the horrible things you can think of on them, and they're easy cleanup. So that's one of the tips of the trade that I tell everybody. You have young children, you're working in those spaces specifically, like a kid's room specifically, a place where they're going to spend a lot of time, pillows, their bedding, that type of thing. Use an indoor-outdoor fabric. It's a smart solution for you, and they've come a long way. Initially, the indoor-outdoor fabrics were very outdoor-looking. I probably went with my customer yesterday. That was up in Maplewood. We must have gone through 10 books. All were indoor-outdoor fabrics. None of them even looked like outdoor. A lot of different prints, a lot of happy stuff, even things that were slightly juvenile, which would be perfect for a young child. Lots of good colors, not just the outside colors. I mean, grays and tans and all sorts of neutrals. iCat, lots of fabrics. So that's a good idea when you have young children. Try the indoor outdoor fabrics. Often they're even less expensive. I don't know why that is, but they're less expensive. The next question I got came to me during the week as an email, and it was from Janet L., and she's in Cranford, New Jersey. And she said, I love blue and white and have a big collection of blue and white porcelain, I guess pieces, dishes, and so on. I want to put it everywhere in my house, but don't want it to be boring. Any suggestion with working with blue and white? Well, you know, this is funny. I had my morning show that I do, the show today, Modern Design One, is an interview show, and I had Ralph Sabello from The Perch, and we talked all about appliances. And then I left, and I did an installation of draperies, and then flew back here for the show. And that woman as well has a big collection of blue and white. Blue is her favorite color, and she has a lifelong collection of blue and white porcelain, temple jars, dishes, bowls, beautiful stuff. And certainly to just place it in one room of the house would not do it justice. So one of the things that I say is, of course, when you have a collection, you want to group them together and you want to display them properly. But also, one of the good things about blue is it pairs so well with other colors. So what we opted to do in this house was use her her love for blue and white, and to carry some of those pieces in many spaces of the house, some more intense and some less intense, and it really works out well. We put the lion's share of her pieces in her living room. Her living room is sort of a neutral creamy tan color, and with the sort of sand color and the blue works out very well. Then she had a beautiful set of blue and white dishes for the table, which I actually took out and set the table with some nice leaf silver charger plates and some napkins and so on. So we had the sort of blue and white toile looking plates out on the table. And I said, what's a good color to pair with navy? Well, I picked a very rich coral. Coral is a very hot color right now. And we painted the walls in the dining room from the chair rail to the crown molding, a beautiful rich coral. And our combination in that room was navy blue and coral. It is striking. When we did our drapery panels, we found a beautiful pattern that had navy blue and coral in it, and just brought the whole thing together, worked with the rugs. In her kitchen, I brought in pieces of her glass. If you guys, anybody's collect blue glass, it's just absolutely beautiful. But not the light sea glass, a dark, like cobalt blue glass. And then we peppered the counters with the collections of blue glass. And then finally, in her sunroom, with the other pieces, her blue and white pottery pieces, we paired that with like a green, like a rich sort of celadon green and blue. And again, in every room, it worked. So when you have a collection of something that you really like that, you can use paint colors to substantiate and make color palettes with blue as one of the elements, but not exclusively blue, so that each room could be different and each room will work well for you and you get to display your pieces. So that's a very good question. Okay, this actually just came in to me on my cell phone, and this is from Peter C. in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. And it says, we need to do our kitchen over. It is original from our 1968 split-level home. Can you recommend a style that works for us? Well, this is just an email. There's no picture attachment, so that's a little bit hard to do. But let me talk about the split level, because I find that split levels sort of get a bad rap in our environment here, specifically in New Jersey. Where it seems to be that the preferred home is the colonial style home, or even a contemporary, but the split level sort of kind of caught in the middle of that. And I myself wasn't such a big fan of a split level until I did a renovation a couple of years ago in Basking Ridge. I had a couple that had inherited a family member's house, a split level home, and decided to fix it up. And my first thought was, well, you know, a split is a split and it's going to be what it is. But what we opted to do to maximize space is to remove all the interior walls on the main level. So you didn't have that little tiny non-eat-in kitchen anymore that opened to that little tiny dining room that opened to the other tiny space, and then the two sort of dinky sets of stairs. You had a one big open space. And I have to tell you, that lends itself to today's decorating and today's style. With taking out those walls and having a clear sight line as a floor plan, you really can go with a more contemporary style when you decorate your space. You can use the crate and barrel sort of a look, or you know, modern restoration hardware and that sort of 1960s house, and reinvent it to be modern day modern. And I've come to, when I'm working in a split level, and in the late 60s and 70s, there were a lot of them built, a lot of neighborhoods with them built. And a lot of the young couples, the 20-somethings, oh, that's their first house. It's a split-level house. When you work with modern furnishings in a split level, it really works out well. And if you have the budget to open up the kitchen and dining room and make it one open space, that makes a world of difference and really could work well. So let's get back to your kitchen. Now, I haven't seen your kitchen, but chances are if the walls aren't open, it's probably a little bit dark. So I might suggest that you go with at least a lighter color cabinet, perhaps a white cabinet, but I would definitely do a pared-down contemporary white cabinet, something that's very modern-looking. I wouldn't go too traditional, not a lot of ornamentation. As far as your counter surfaces, I like granite or quartz. That could work very well in the space. And I'm always been a big fan of tile surfaces. Now they make tile quite large. The bigger the tile, the better for me. So if you can get something that's 18 by 18 or 20 by 20, that might be nice for you to work with. But again, the big thing about a split level is if you can open up that kitchen dining room combination and have it be one open space, it will allow more natural light into the space. And then when you're working on your dining room, treat your dining room a little bit more casually. It could still be elegant, but make it be casually elegant and relate to the kitchen and relate to the kitchen cabinets. I think that will not only look better in the long run, but it'll be good for your resale value for your home. Okay, well, it looks like we're coming up to almost the 12:30 hour, and I'm going to turn it over to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A U.S. embassy is opening in Cuba this month. President Obama made the announcement from the White House this morning.
This is a historic step forward in our efforts to normalize relations with the Cuban government and people and begin a new chapter with our neighbors in the Americas.
And he says he will ask Congress to remove travel restrictions. The nuclear negotiations with Iran continue in Vienna. Secretary of State John Kerry is there. He says there are major differences between the two countries and also points of agreement.
We also have identified areas for cooperation that include law enforcement, safe transportation, emergency response, environmental protection, telecommunications, and migration.
Negotiators are hoping Iran will agree to curb its nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. But President Obama says Iran must agree to inspections. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Get incredible deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, the Dario acoustic or Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, three sets for $10, or an Audio-Technica microphone, just $19. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of The List with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to keep you company on the drive home. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce is precision-engineered to drive hunger clear across the county line. It'll cause an 11-car pileup of herbs and spices in your mouth. With mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. We're late for eating. Better step on it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Greece now appears to be giving in to demands from its creditors, offering concessions hours after the bailout program expired. But European officials are ruling out any deal before Sunday's referendum in Greece on whether to accept budget cuts in exchange for European loans.
This is a close call. The Greek electorate is divided. One cannot say what will happen. If there is a yes vote, the Greek government will have to step down and either elections or national unity government will be formed.
That was Dimitri Sotiropoulos, professor of political science at the University of Athens. Last night's fire at a black church in South Carolina does not appear to be arson. The fire destroyed a church in Greeleyville that had been a target of the Klan 20 years ago. Federal authorities are looking into a series of fires at black churches in the South, but there's no indication they are related. U.S. stocks are higher in midday trading. The Dow jumped more than 150 points. The S&P has added 15 and the NASDAQ 45. This is USA Headline News.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
NBC is cutting its ties with Apprentice star Donald Trump. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
NBC says it's severing its business relationship with Trump because of his incendiary remarks about immigration. That means no airing of Trump's Miss USA or Miss Universe pageants and no return of The Apprentice, which went on hiatus when Trump launched his presidential campaign. Trump addressed the City Club of Chicago earlier in the day. He didn't talk about NBC's withdrawal, though he anticipated it.
Maybe NBC will pull out. I don't know. You know, because the problem with these public companies, they get a little bit of pressure and they immediately say, oh, gee, we can't be associated with it.
The Spanish language channel Univision severed its ties with Trump last week. Warren Levinson, New York.
And Macy's is also ending its relationship with Trump. The store has carried a line of Donald Trump menswear since 2004. The U.S. Justice Department says in a court filing that transgender students must be allowed to use the restroom that corresponds with their gender identity. The department says failure to do so amounts to sex discrimination under Title IX of the U.S. Education Amendments of 1972. The document is in response to a federal lawsuit filed against a Virginia school board by a 16-year-old transgender student who wants to be allowed to use the boys' restroom. More of Hillary Clinton's emails have been released from when she was Secretary of State. They show advisor Sidney Blumenthal was giving her advice as early as 2009. Former emails released show Blumenthal forwarded intelligence information to Clinton about Libya around the time of the Benghazi attack. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Design Dilemmas is our newer show, and it's all about being interactive with the public. I contact you in a variety of ways. One is through social media, and I'll go to Twitter and Facebook, and I ask you to ask me your questions, and you've been very good with that. I get tweets all the time with questions, and I read them on the air. It's what you're thinking out there. It's what the pulse of the public is. I give out freely my cell phone number, and people are very respectful and send me back pictures and information on their design dilemmas. I do give out my email address as well, which I will in a second, and I get back emails. Emails are good sometimes as well, because often with the emails, I'll get an attachment with what the room looks like, so that helps. And of course, our phone lines are available. I've been in the industry now for about 18 years. The numbers keep going up, which is kind of scary, good but scary in a certain way. And I am located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I share my space with Rugs to Riches. Many of you know John from Rugs to Riches. He's been in Flemington for 30 years. And I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza by Ideal Tile and Best Sleep. Come visit the store there. We have a lot of very interesting and unusual gift items. One of the things that you might want to consider, too, is give a gift of interior design. What a better housewarming gift. We have beautiful gift wrapped, beautiful paper and wrapping and ribbon, and can give you either for, you know, a house gift or just a general gift. What a nice gift to have a gift with a professional designer just to organize you, stage your things, or give you help in what you want to do. I also want to let you know that we're going to have a Through the Chamber on July 30th at 5 o'clock. We're going to be having a ribbon cutting. So I invite my listeners, if you want to come meet me and see my staff, we'll be there too for the ribbon cutting for the store at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. And finally, one of the things that I do as an interior designer and educator is I do go out to the public and I do public speaking. I do a lot of speaking at women's clubs, a lot of speaking at Italian-American clubs, social clubs, a lot of the 55 and over communities, particularly in Somerset and then down in Jamesburg. I do speak on design. We have a series called Stump the Designer, where I have people ahead of time give me their design dilemmas, as I do with the show. And they bring me their pictures. Some of them are kind of old and some of them are new. And then they tell me their design dilemmas and I help them with their problems. So those are all part of what I do. And I do appreciate the feedback that I'm getting from you, the listeners. Okay, let's move on a little bit. And I just got another text while we were at break. And this is from Barbara C. And it doesn't say where she's from. Okay, and Barbara C. says, my son is turning 5 years old, and I still have him in his room, which is decorated as a nursery. We had a transitional crib, which is now a bed, but the room is way too juvenile for a five-year-old. Can you suggest a new look and a new color scheme? Well, I got a question like this last week about a boy's room. And I'm obsessed with what I've seen. One of the things that I do is I'm a very restless person, and at night I just can't watch television. I have to do sort of two things at one time. So I collect every day. I have every magazine you could possibly get related to interior design delivered, and I pick and I pull, and probably these magazines are worth something one day. I've missed the boat, but I pick and pull, and I see things that I like. And then I pull them and I save them to a file based upon where they are. So I always have an arsenal ready of something that's fresh and unique. And recently I saw a young boy's room done in gray and orange. And it sounds awful, right? But it is absolutely beautiful. It was so crisp and masculine, traditional, not too young, not too old. It could grow. It kind of had sort of like a Princeton thing going on. It was a little bit preppy, but it was up to date. And what they did is they took a very average, I mean, not big, maybe 10 by 12 bedroom with a very simple dark wood headboard that was already there. It had plain sheetrock. And what they did was they put up a board and batten style molding. They molded the walls three quarters of the way up, and then they put a shelf, a plate shelf, if you will, or trophy shelf, if you will, at the top of that. So three quarters of the way up, there's a board and batten molding in white, which ties into the baseboard molding. There's a rail that goes around it. All that was painted white. And then that last quarter, they painted out in a medium tone gray, and then the bed was accessorized in white, gray, and pops of orange. And the pillows on the bed had tiger. They had sort of a tiger theme. So it was like a Princeton tiger. And then there were accessories that could be changed out as the child grows that were on that art shelf or plate shelf. It was terrific. It was a real inspiration for a boy's room and something a little bit different and unexpected. And I have done a lot of children's rooms, and I always try to do things that aren't expected when you go through a house. Another color combination that I like, and I've mentioned before, is blue and orange. I did window treatments recently, Roman shades for a boy's bedroom, and we did navy blue, but we just did the edging in like a dark coral orange. It really looked very nice. A blue and orange is a nice combination for a boy's room. Blue and green are always a good combination for boys' bedrooms. I've done touches of camouflage pattern, either in blue or in green, and mixed that as well. And those are some of the ideas, I think, for transitioning a room from a baby's room to a boy's room. So I hope, Barbara, that's helpful to you. My next question comes from Dawn, and it says she's in East Brunswick, New Jersey. And she said, I finally have a formal dining room in my new home and don't know where to begin. I don't have any furniture, rugs, or anything to put in the space, and I am very traditional. The only thing I have is my wedding china, and I would like to display it and incorporate it into the room. And I have an attachment here with it. And let's open the attachment. Okay. And it looks to me that this china, at least from the screen, is sort of like a Tiffany blue, really pretty. I don't know whose it is, but really pretty. It's a white china, and then the rim is sort of like a Tiffany box blue. Done. I have it in my head already of what you're going to do in the space. It looks like it's a nice, a newer house and a nice proportioned dining room. It looks like you have medium tone floors. So sort of general setup for you out there. If you do have a formal dining space, I always recommend three components. One is a nice sized table with leaves. So I would probably recommend in this case a dark wood table with coordinating chairs. I'd probably have the chairs coordinate, and then I would do head chairs on either side, which would allow you to bring some of that sort of Tiffany blue color in, maybe perhaps with another color like a sand color or a caramel color, or even a chocolate brown. But because the furniture is going to be brown, probably the Tiffany box blue with a caramel color would be nice for the end chairs. Do an upholstered end chair, do coordinating chairs on either side with a dark table. Then I would do a rug underneath. When you there's a tip for my listeners out there. When you're picking a rug for a dining room, the rule of thumb is when your dining table, when you pull your chairs out of your dining room table, when the chair is all the way out, it should still be on the rug. So that's how, before you buy a rug, before you buy anything, go invest in some blue painter's tape. And when you have that hardwood floor, before you buy the rug, have your set. Take the painter's tape and template all around, and then you'll know what size rug you need. So you're going to have a good rug that has some of the colors. Don't ever put a solid color rug or a solid color rug with a border in a dining room. A dining room rug needs to be as patterned as can be, and not too light, because it will, absolutely will, no matter how neat you are, have stains. And over time, the stains will get worse. They'll get darker and so on. So do a heavily patterned rug as your dining room rug underneath with some of the same color bases. It looks to me here like you already have some nice molding on the bottom, and that seems to be in white, which is good. I'd probably take my inspiration from the Tiffany box blue and put that on the wall. It's a nice updated color, and I'd put that on the wall above the chair rail. And then for some drapery panels, I get some terrific hardware in maybe an oil red bronze in this case. We'll bring in some browns and some nice panels. They can be just simple off-the-rack panels in maybe with a Dupioni silk that ties in the camel color and the Tiffany box blue and maybe a little bit of silver. And I think that could be nice in the space. I'd probably drop a light fixture in the center. It looks like you have a bulb there now. And maybe a drum fixture with a linen shade, so it's a little bit modern looking. And then, of course, you're going to need a sideboard and a china cabinet. Now, these days, I'm not buying china cabinets as much because people don't normally display their china the same way anymore. They're not actually buying china as much anymore. But in your case, I'd want to display it. So I would take the long wall, and I would put the sideboard on the long wall with some lamps and a mirror above it, which will reflect the light from the window. And then on the other wall, I will put the china cabinet, probably something that has some light to it. I would put glass shelves in the china cabinet, and I would display all your pieces of china. If you have serving pieces, you know, a lot of people, when they display their china, just like put it in the china cabinet as if it's a storage place. Well, that's what the bottoms are for. If you have china and dishes, you want to put the dishes on stands, and you want to arrange them in size order so they have some sort of a beauty to them. And then if you have serving pieces like a soup tureen or beautiful serving pieces. You want to put them in the center and you want to display them. You want it to be artful. So that's what I would do there. And I think that really serves an inspiration. That's an inspiration to me. That's a color that I think I'd like to do a dining room is that Tiffany box blue, a little bit of silver, a little bit of brown. I think that could really be an absolutely beautiful dining room. And, you know, also, I haven't said this before, but if any of you do get your, I mean, I can only read so many questions on the air in the hour or on. If you ever do get my answers and like to find out more or more advice, you can always reach me. My phone number at Maven Hill is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. I do try to read as many as I can within the time frame. But sometimes I do have to save them from week to week to get the questions answered correctly. Again, our phone lines are open. It's now 2:46. We have about 12 minutes left if you'd like to call in. I'm still getting texts and emails, so I will go to the next question. And the next question comes to me from Michael R., and he's in Westfield, New Jersey. And he writes, I want to update my master bathroom. It is not very large, and I currently have a tub-shower combo with an acrylic surround, and we've seen that before, and a shower curtain. I feel because of the area, even though it's a smaller space, I'd like to put in fine finishes. What do you recommend for a master bath? Well, and this also has a picture attached to it. Unusual for a house of the time period. Looks like this is maybe a late 1940s house, colonial brick, that it would have a master bathroom. It's not a suite. It's a master bathroom, and it's very much a bathroom. As you can see, you can't see, but I can see here that it's a little bit long and narrow, but it does have the commode. It has a single vanity. And I would start fresh. You know, bathrooms are not as bad as people think to renovate. There's so many resources now and so much competition. And with, you know, the internet out there, you really can make out. If you're not going to displace plumbing and you're going to replace surfaces with new surfaces, there's no reason you can't redo a small bathroom. It's not that expensive and not that hard to do. So one of the things I would do here is stay with your existing plan. For resale, if you had the square footage, which you don't, I always, always recommend with master bathrooms that you have two sinks. Even if one of the people doesn't want to use the sink, people like that for master bathrooms. Also, you need a tub in a house. Even if you never use a tub, I've been in my house 10 years, never used the tub once. Shower every day, sometimes more than once, but never use the tub. But you do want a tub for resale in the house. So that'll affect my answer a little bit. Let's get a dumpster. Let's see what we can donate if we can. And let's take everything out of the room, but keep things in the same proportion as you normally do. From taking a look at this house and from the time period, I think something black and white might be kind of nice. And in this case, I think a basket weave. If you guys have seen a basket weave tile, in white and black would be terrific. That's good because not only is it current, but also it's something that would have been in style at the time. So I would start with a black and white basket weave tile on the floor with a white molding, cove molding that would go around. And then I would do new fixtures. I would do a white Kohler, maybe Memoirs toilet in comfort height. As far as a vanity is concerned, I wish you had the space to do double vanity. You really don't. I would do a furniture quality vanity, probably dark in this case, maybe a cherry with an undermount sink and maybe some nickel hardware, maybe even chrome hardware, actually. I'm really starting to like chrome. I like the juxtaposition of the contemporary with the traditional. Then I would put up a freestanding framed mirror. I would add a light fixture over the mirror, so you have some light there. A two-light fixture would be terrific. I would paint out the room in a beautiful new modern color, a pale gray, a pale maybe French blue would be nice. A green color might be nice in that space. And that's a good thing about the starting with the white fixtures. It would be terrific. As far as the shower tub combination is concerned, one is that we want to lose shower curtains. They're not using them anymore. They tend to be very dark. I would rip out your existing combo. I would replace it with a new combo that was tub and a shower white. I would do white subway tile that goes all the way up. I might do some sort of a niche and incorporate a little bit of the flooring element with the black in the niche for your soap. But I would take that as high as I could to the ceiling. And then I would frame that with a frameless glass shower enclosure. And you have your bathroom done then. And that's a bathroom that's going to really stand the test of time. As I say to the listeners here all the time, you want to be very mindful when you spend a dollar on your house that you're going to recapture some of that. You know, a lot of what we do for our house is for pleasure, and sometimes it's very taste specific, and that's okay. But if we're spending big dollars on big ticket items, we want to do things that are, number one, going to stand the test of time, but number two, be good for resale value. So when you do your bathrooms and you do your kitchens in materials that are transitional, you don't have to be hardcore traditional, but transitional, you're going to get more life out of them and good resale value. Okay, we're at 2:51. I do need to take a break, and we will be back after these messages with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, and we are back with more of Modern Design. It's so interesting, because we're doing this as more of a interactive show, things will pop up, and someone just posted a dining room that I had done in a house in Flemington that was photographed for New Jersey, Design New Jersey magazine. If you get the February, March issue, I did a three-year renovation of a home there. You get an idea of some of the taste I have. And I guess because the last caller was listening to the show and saw a dining room redo, I see this was retweeted, Navy Country Dining Room Redo. and kind of funny. In this case, we took the, in this picture, thank you, that was from Alan, and in also in Westfield, New Jersey, so I appreciate that. I took a dining room that had wallpaper on it and took the wallpaper down, and I told the homeowner, I'm going to do your dining room walls navy blue, and she said, no, you're not. And I said, no, I am. She goes, oh, navy blue will be way too dark. I can't imagine doing navy blue. And I said, you had to put a little faith in me. And what I did, and this is a big deal for people, because I know people are often people are afraid of dark colors. When you do a dining room, if you split the dining room and you make the lower portion of the dining room white, and you make your ceilings white and your trim white, and the area of color, of saturated color you have, is only that that spot between the bottom of the crown molding and the top of the chair rail. It's not a tremendous area. And when you do that and you make that area a dark color, whether it be navy or gray or olive or terracotta or whatever, it actually tricks the eye. The dark pulls back and makes it look like there's more space, and the white surrounds the room, and it actually visually gives you the look of more space. So don't be afraid of dark colors, particularly in a dining room. Now, if I would have taken the same navy color and carried it the floor all the way around, I think, yes, it would have been oppressive. But when you spread it around like that, you can be in very good taste and do something as well. Well, it looks like we have a caller on the line that wants to ask a question. Yes, you've reached Rich Kaderi from Modern Design. You're on the air. Would you like to ask a question?
Sure, I'd love to ask a question. I'm interested in selling my house, and I want to know what I can do to make it sellable with the least amount of money putting into it. What can I do to make it look wow?
Okay, well, thank you. And caller, what's your first name?
Stephen.
Okay, and where are you from?
New Milford.
Okay, terrific. Thank you, Stephen. Well, you know, this is a question that comes up on Modern Design all the time. As I say to my listeners, that when you're doing renovations of a house, you always want to keep in the back of your mind that a house is not only a place to live, but it's also, you have to think about its potential resale. You're putting most of your dollars into your home, and you want to get them back to a degree on the back end. The things that sell houses, of course, are its hard surfaces, its kitchens, and its bathrooms. And those are the things that bring in the most bucks. In years past, when the housing market was a little bit different, people were more willing to go into houses that were kind of rough and put their own stamp on it. But we're seeing more and more that people want to have the expectation that when you go to list your house, that it's going to look like a model, whether it's 10 years old or 50 years old or even 100 years old. They expect certain standards at any price point. Could I ask you a couple questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. First question is, do you currently have in your kitchen, do you currently have granite and stainless steel?
I do.
Oh, you do. You have that already. Well, that's a big plus. It seems more and more in years past that stainless steel was a premium, but now it's sort of industry standard, and people are expecting those type of things. You want to make sure, in general, because we are kind of running out of time here, you want to make sure that your kitchen and baths are updated as much as possible. You also want to make sure, in general, that there's not too much furniture. A lot of things that I recommend that people take furniture out of a house. Start with clutter. Start with your basements and your closets and get rid of as much clutter as possible. Even for the short term, if you have to put things at a storage facility, it's important to get your house staged for sale. Also, paint job will go a long way. If you clean up your paint, you have nice white trim and the walls are painted out in nice neutral colors, that helps a lot. Power washing goes a long way for the outside of your house. If you power wash your front of your house, your deck and walkway, those are some things that can really help curb appeal and get you the most money for your home. Any other questions before we run out of time?
No, that's what I was looking for. Mostly the painting.
Uh-huh.
What I thought, clean it up, make it look fresh. I was trying to put as little money into it as possible, obviously, and get the most out of it. So
That was great. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, caller. And if you want to further discuss this with me, you can always contact me at Maven Hill at 908-884-0770. Okay, listeners, thank you very much for tuning in for another episode of Modern Design, and we'll see you next Wednesday here at Tunnerton Chamber Radio. Thank you, and have a good week.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A U.S. embassy is opening in Cuba this month. President Obama made